Yeah, I'm doing all these interviews. Everybody wanna know what I think about the state of hip hop, whether I think it's dead or not. Question ain't whether it's dead. It's more like who killed it. And when, look, can anybody pinpoint the day it went wrong? I mean, I used to blame Zang A Dome. Can't front, I thought all that was corny. Was it Jaws fault? Lil Mo said she ain't get paid for put it on me. Look, bring it up and dudes get on some coy shit. Was it T-Pain with that funny voice shit? Or was it Lil Wayne with that funny voice shit? The whole game dick wrote that funny voice shit. I can't tell when it happened. Was it when Lil Jon showed dudes you could sell without rapping? Was it Laffy Taffy? I thought they was kidding. Shorty Low said, man, no, I really didn't. Dancing became cool again, Nick can't walk it out. But I ain't know what the fuck nigga was talking about. Unit kick game out, they ain't give a fuck. Then we seen the same shit cap in the buck. It was a few years ago, but I remember the summer. 50 made fans start looking at the numbers. A&Rs won't take risks, they won't sign niggas. The word swag came out, started to blind niggas. Rap dudes want reality shows. And my dumb ass is thinking that reality sold. Did it start with the iPod? Well, the rappers had to pay DJs for them to do their job. I mean, all the content is the same, it won't differ. Everybody sold some drugs or pulled triggers. The more you think about it, you gon' just get sicker. And why the fuck would Nas want call shit nigga? Nigga, was it when the Wu broke up? Pop Big Pun went to sleep, never woke up. Lupe was doing a tribute and choked up. And some of these stupid ass fans like, so what? Some of them ain't educated. And fuck blaming the South, we ain't segregated. I mean, was all good around the Kissing Bean shit. Took a left turn around the Kissing Green shit. Maybe it all started when Rockefeller parted ways. Is it natural to shift toward fame? I watched every last one of dudes shit on Dane. Kinda got that in common, I could dig that pain. When they gave Jay a desk and suit, they finally gave a rapper a chance to come execute. But something told me the suits at the tables was hurting. They fired everybody, labels started merging. Far sales, the decline is strong. As the experts, they'll say that the climate's wrong. I mean, some niggas' primes is gone. I peeped it when niggas started putting fake diamonds on. You could tell a dude, I spit better than you. But then he'll say I'm richer for whatever I do. I seen all this coming, I knew what we was in for. Back when Eric Sermon had jumped out of the window. Was it when Mace retired and couldn't hack it? Tip could, he just needed some more ratchets. DJs, producers, ones to get us the farthest. Said fuck rappers, and they became the artists. I gotta talk candid. Did we start having issues around the same time Jimmy and Candid? Was it when Jimmy thought he ain't need Ludacris? His next album found out that was ludicrous. Papoose and Clips both survived. Inking with Jive, then getting jived. Your man Jay Good repped that D-Block gang. Then I seen dude dragging his D-Block chain. Or did One Kid Wonders change it all along? They made labels only wanna sign a dude's song. And you really don't know shit if you think the fans put the videos on 106. I'm just stating the truth. Then it started when Fox stayed in the news more than she did the pool. Or was it when Lil' Kim stopped exploiting sex? The fuck is up with DMX? I hope dude straight have an opinion and they gon' say you hate. I can't front, I'm missing the old clue tapes. The underground sunk further. The feds was on earth, so the ink dropped murder. I never blame Fab, Jeezy, Rick Ross. This shit get lost when Sean went up north. I never understand the hip-hop police. When hip-hop is what hip-hop needs to police. These blatant-ass radio attempts sound so bland. Twisted kept trying to recreate slow jams. Then we send the wrong message with our slang. It's broke niggas blowing their rent to make it rain. So you walk in, give a bitch a few 20s, and she'll smirk her face up looking at you funny. This chick told me she only take new money. I snatched my shit back so fast. Or did it start when rappers said fuck it? Sacrificed music, started raping their budget. Nothing wrong with dudes being candy or pop. Something was wrong when Jock hit the candy shop. We buying our own records. Maybe no one's to blame. Are we a business that we can't afford to maintain? The second week show that boy numbers ain't high. I hate to break it to you, numbers always lie. Or when Ortiz signed the Aftermath, and now he's feeling the aftermath. Was it Fight Club fucking with them battle raps? But not too many of them getting signed after that. I mean, some can't stay afloat. A million Buster albums, he's still not mentioned with the GOATs. Fuck looking for answers, time will tell. Was it when Def Jam didn't wanna re-sign L? A 15-year-old told me cash was ass, but rather than spaz, all dude could do was laugh. Or was it when the whole East Coast fell off or got comfortable? Maybe dudes was too well off. The more niggas said that they ain't write down lyrics, the more more start to sound like they didn't. But do whatever you can to keep the lights on. But dumbing down just became the new Dylon. Honestly, I ain't know what to think. A few years ago, we had the young kids wearing pink. I can't blame the fans for not knowing a damn thing. When we trained them to be this way, I mean showed them whatever to sell with no limits. Since the early 90s, sold them a false image. So when some shit come that don't fit the mold, it's like a mold. Nigga, you won't even do gold. They watch the video, see you on the corner.
Uh-huh. Part two.
Now he's feeling the aftermath. Was it Fight Club fucking with them battle raps? But not too many of them getting signed after that. I mean, some can't stay afloat. A million Buster albums, he's still not mentioned with the GOAT. Fuck looking for answers, time to tell. Was it when Def Jam didn't want to re-sign L? A 15-year-old told me cash was ass, but rather than spaz, all dude could do was laugh. Or was it when the whole East Coast fell off or got comfortable? Maybe dudes was too well off. The more niggas said that they ain't write down lyrics, the more it started to sound like they didn't. But do whatever you can to keep the lights on. But dumbing down just became the new Dylon. Honestly, I ain't know what to think. A few years ago, we had the young kids wearing pink. I can't blame the fans for not knowing a damn thing. When we trained them to be this way, I mean showed them whatever to sell with no limits. Since the early 90s, sold them a false image. So when some shit come that don't fit the mold, it's like a mold. Nigga, you won't even do gold. They watch the video, see you on the corner with a whole bunch of people and think that you good. They turn on the TV, see these video bitches, and they think niggas' girls really look that good. I mean, they get so many free verses. When the album drops, shit's more like a bonus. Why pay for it? Why take onus? With one click of a mouse, they can own it. I mean, some of them are fooled so easily by whatever we say or we show them on TV. But that was all part of the plan. Or was it when Eminem made Stan? I swear some of these fans, they put their whole life on the line. It's like they can't like more than one rapper at a time. Less about the product, more about the digits. It's a business. We got less fans and more critics. Maybe we had a cross. Cannabis made one of the dopest diss records, but some still say he lost. I ain't believe my ears when niggas try to tell me that KRS-One had a rap beef with Nelly. If rap was alive, we'd be trying to be the best rappers ever. Not the best rapper alive, but you won't get accepted at all if you ain't street tough. Onyx with the hardest, too sticky, got beat up. Now I'm a thug, so I gotta be paid if I wanna be paid, if I wanna see praise. You know something's wrong when niggas is getting shot, and you gotta sit and wonder if the whole thing stays. It ain't real no more. Or did we just expand on our audience? Maybe we appeal to more. Or do we just think y'all getting dumber? We tried to make getting older, getting younger. Did we lose our hunger? Something gotta give. Did we outgrow ourselves? It's hip-hop for kids. If it is, they turn on MTV Cribs and think that's where these motherfuckers really live. Or was it when Lauryn Hill dropped the classic? So did the Fugees till Wyclef tapped it. Songs don't do it no more. The shit's shocking. Seen it when Lean Back had the whole world rocking. Right. Now it's fuck your bars if the hook is fly. So we looking crooked eye with a crooked eye. It's dope ass rappers ain't seeing no dope. If anything is commercial, where the fuck's the show? But anybody making a dime, see I'ma wish well. Still we took a big L, losing big L. Or was it when YouTube came in the game? Now nobody from their living room can make a name. Or when the indies like Koch came and blew up. Niggas at the majors, they literally grew up. To some it ain't fun no more. You know it's fucked up when DMC don't talk to Run no more. Too many egos, like we ain't won no more. Shit's predictable, niggas ain't stunned no more. We starting to see shit we never seen before. At one point we even had the magazines at war. Or was it street DVDs like Smack showed you just how stupid your favorite rapper would act? This shit get lifeless when MTV made a list of the hottest and ignored the nicest. Changed our whole stilo. I mean the average fan never heard of a Goody Mob or a CeeLo. But they heard a North Barkley, and Dr. Carter still said we got a heartbeat. I ain't gonna lie, I was scared to death straight up. Started hearing rumors of an Outkast breakup. I was like, that ain't true, it sounds desperate. And started seeing Big Boy and 3K separate. Had periods, we was riding in the desert. Are we all killing this shit? Is it a group effort? Are we alive and well or barely surviving? Is it R&B's fault? Them niggas is thriving. And then a lot of people go and blame LimeWire. I don't think it's downloading, dog, the line's tired. Fans just get tired of the outcome. One dope single and a bullshit album. So they shit albums with each other. Was it Master P with them ugly ass album covers? Or when we started appearing in the news, Timbaland said they ain't want black niggas wearing their boots. I mean, I know it got foggy, at least blurry, when the label dude got knocked out by Keith Murray. Or was it when we became obsessed with the brand names? Had the kids trying to buy shit they can't name? Some think the evidence is ample. Did it start when Puff took advantage of the sample? Is it all watered down with no fire? If you had enough money, you could buy a Ghost Rider or the Diamond District, Jacob the jeweler. Had to buy his watch to be looked at as cooler. And fucking with them trends, our stupid asses wasted 100 grand on shit that ain't even in. Look, is the game now as bad as it's ever been? It's not ringtones, just the songs that they represent. I heard all of them. Sad part, I wouldn't recognize most of these niggas if I saw them. I can't explain it, I don't know what to tell ya. Now going gold is looked at as a failure. Maybe old heads in charge just weren't able. DJs is spinning now with no turntable. Maybe the fans are just bored of us. Or maybe there ain't enough room for all of us. It's like even a friendship will stop at a point. Mike Jones went platinum off a Slim Thug joint. But there's so many ways to get fucking rich. Superhead kicked off by just sucking dick. Did we sell out just to get in demand more? Did we go against everything we used to stand for? Both are likely. There's two sides to the coin. Who you rolling with, Soulja Boy, your Ice T? Some niggas wanna sit around and complain about. I'd rather analyze, see how it came about. If we could rewind the world, we wouldn't have to watch Flavor Flav try to find his girl. Look, today it's all about marketing and promo. I remember VH1 was just for old folks, but no ma'am. If I ain't no better, I would think that mix show is now programmed. We let the power of a dollar annihilate us. Now the size of our chain gon' validate us. It's too simple, they can't think we really deep. I just heard Chris Brown on the Amelie beat. Seen a video called Looking Ass Niggas. Grab the remote, tired of looking at niggas. But that let a nigga know that if we ain't dead, we just half alive, maybe brain dead. Did it start when Capone left Nori? Now he went to jail, that's a whole different story.